I recently joined LinkedIn, and I immediately connected with a number of OCD therapists, all of whom claimed, in their About Me sections, that they were looking for opportunities to broaden their therapeutic horizons and learn more about OCD. And I reached out to them, telling them to check out my website, OCD and Philosophy, and to give me their feedback. And I even invited a few to do podcasts with me, in which I'd give them a chance to discuss their views. Not one responded meaningfully. They all responded by saying, "Thanks," and nothing else. In other words, they hit the auto-reply thanks button at the bottom of the message. And when I took a second look at them, I saw that they were timid-looking, unadventurous, cautious, and scared people. Not bad people, but not people who projected strength. Not people whose presence suggested that they had ever overcome anything. Not focused or centered people, but rather people who were living life defensively, playing by a pre-existing rule book, and just trying to keep their heads above water. And that is understandable, but it means that as OCD therapists, their batting rate is going to be zero. The essence of any therapeutic relationship is confidence on the patient's part in the therapist. It is belief on the part of the analysand in the competence and integrity of the analyst. The analyst's words affect the analysand by way of the rapport that exists between them. And that rapport is based on the analysand's confidence in the analyst. And if that confidence isn't there, the analyst's words are not going to mobilize restorative energies within the patient. The analyst will retain the power to hurt the patient with his words, but he will not be able to do much in the way of helping the patient. Psychoanalysis and psychotherapy are not exercises in computation. Obviously, intelligence and knowledge on the part of the therapist can help enormously, but they help only on the condition that there is an empathic rapport through which they can help. And the essence of such a rapport is a belief, or a feeling that is deeper than belief, rather, on the patient's part in the analyst's power to heal. And that belief will be possible to sustain only if the analyst is somebody who not only talks the talk, but walks the walk, and a few meaningless degrees and certifications will not suffice. There is a singularity of outlook that the therapist must have if he is to help the patient, and there is no way he can have such an outlook unless he has conquered his own demons. And it seems to me that many a so-called mental health expert is an expert only in getting through credentialing programs that are exercises in evading one's demons and in failing to acquire just the sort of inner strength that is the cornerstone of any effective analyst's practice.